Well, I thought today was a lot better pace. Yesterday was a real tough day for them. They had their test in. They're up at 7:15 in the morning. Pretty vigorous practice for their first day yesterday. But today I really thought they had their legs back. They were thinking the game. Pretty good pace, good tempo to practice. So overall, for getting what we need before we go to Penticton, two solid practices.
How much information are you trying to feed them or trying to overload them?
Well, we're trying to give them the fundamentals of what we need for system-wise, our neutral zone, face-offs, special teams, just the touch on everything without freezing them, if you will. You don't want to overcoach them where they have to think too much. They're here for a reason, their skill level, their thought process. So give them the fundamentals, what they need to get by in these games and hopefully have success and, most importantly, have a chance to evaluate them.
What are you hoping to see from the games themselves?
Well, seeing how guys react, seeing how guys, versus defensemen, versus forecheck, forwards versus, odd man rushes, opportunities, goaltending, see who stands out. Just overall, the compete level will be a big part of it also to see who is, shift in, shift out, tracking hard, come back in their zone, doing everything they need that gives them a leg up coming into camp. So just all those things, the work ethic, different situations, just the main thing, having a chance last year being with Vancouver to see this tournament. Is having the evaluation of what we have here depth-wise.
Can you say how happy you are to having your skates on after the summer that's been?
Yeah, it's very, between Winnipeg here and myself going down to St. John's and taking a look at both organizations, the work that's been done and is getting done right now, it's good to finally, that list that you have, the check-off hit the bottom, which is touch the ice for rookie camp. So it's very exciting.
Found a place, everything smooth out there? Or?
Yep, went down there in July, and then again a week and a half ago, found a place, got settled in and ready for our camp once we leave here. So they're excited down in St. John's also, 5,000 season ticket holders, the city on a small version of what's taking place here in Winnipeg. So it'll be a real good atmosphere for the guys to go down there and develop. So like I mentioned before, having a chance to work with Claude, work with this organization, the people, I think one of the huge benefits is the culture. The culture is going to be the same up here, the culture down here. So when guys come up to Winnipeg, system-wise, everything, it's not a matter of them changing their thought process, them changing what they need to do. It's just a matter of instinct and playing to their skill set.
Keith, have you and the coaches talked about line combinations and maybe what is your strategy as far as different line combinations for the games in Penticton?
Well, I want to put the forward-wise, obviously, guys that have a chance, it'll prosper, a chance going to Winnipeg's main camp together, see how they can click. Here we have Scheifele right now with Klingberg on that first line. A chance to see how they work together, as a line combination. But my experience seeing these tournaments before is that as you go along, you assess where fits, where guys fit into the roster-wise. But right now, seeing what could translate into Winnipeg's main camp is why the lines are the way they are right now.
Seems like a nice blend of size and skill. Is that what you're kind of expecting from these guys this week?
Yeah, a nice, seeing the skill side of things, but also when you're looking at line combinations, having guys that are going to go dig the puck out of the corner, but just seeing, both. Everybody has, as we talked in the meetings, there's a reason why they're at this rookie camp, play to their strengths. Don't change their game all of a sudden because they're on a different line or they go from being a first line in their junior team or college team to now being a fourth line. Just play their game and make the most of the opportunity.
What are the roster rules? Can you dress everybody or will you have scratches? Or
we can dress just one extra for warm-up and then make a decision from there. So.
Can you tell us anything about Jordan DePapp's injury? Will he be able to play? Do you see?
He was off today. We're hoping he can play in the game tomorrow. So he was off today to rest to rest his hip and then go from there. So.
How are you approaching this in terms of determining who would go forward to main camp? Are there numbers of players you want to carry over from this to main camp or just earn spots? Or how do you see that?
Well, they'll see, they'll have a chance. Kevin and Zinger and Claude will have a chance to look at who stands out, each day. And the games will be a great chance for them to evaluate that. And then from there, roll that into main camp. Do those guys fit into what we're looking for in Winnipeg? They obviously do because they're here. But as for number-wise, who rises to the top in these games?
Does the player have to and stand out by making a spectacular play, or do the coaches notice the simple, smart play?
It's the simple smart. It's the steadiness, not the flashy beat a guy one-on-one. It's the steadiness being, a good two-way player, quick transition, the details that we need inside of the game.
Eddie Pasquale, what has he shown you? I know you maybe just saw him a little bit last year. What have you seen from him?
I watched him in tape this summer. Watching him, obviously see him, we were played against Chicago, but watched him some tape over the summer months. He looks good. It's two practices. It's tough to get a true judgment of a goaltender until now you're dealing with goalie touches, you're dealing with a forecheck versus him when he goes to play the puck, But overall, they both both goaltenders look strong in the first two practices. So we'll evaluate from the games down there.
What do you see as his strengths from watching the tape and things like that? Obviously, he's a big guy, but what do you see as his strengths?
Well, he challenges the puck well. I think his lateral movement's really good. His puck playing ability is pretty decent for a guy in his his status pro wise. But he's got some real positives development wise. Talking to the coach last year, Don Lever in Chicago. And watching some of the games. But, again, when you look at practice, you look at the pace there. When you get pressure, forecheck, you get the tempo of a game that elevates, well, the better chance to see what he can do.
Small sample size, but what have you seen from Adam Lowry in the first couple of days out here?
I like the way he battles for pucks. I like his puck protection down low. A lot of things that stand out. I think he goes to the net pretty hard, defensively sound. Some good fundamentals there to start with.
I noticed Jordan DePape wasn't on the ice. Did he suffer an injury, or was there a reason why he wasn't on the ice today?
Yeah, just as we touched on, just a little injury there that just we want to hold him back for today's practice because the important thing is evaluating in these games. So we'll hopefully get him on the ice there tomorrow for the game.